perform muraqaba. Now muraqaba, the reality of muraqaba, in actual fact, if we consider the greatest act of worship that Allah has given to us, which is salah, namaz, in reality, muraqaba, meditation, the reality of muraqaba is salah, namaz. Because during muraqaba, we are practicing that worship action, so that our salah becomes better, improved. Because the reality, the genuine form of salah is focus on Allah, attention being paid to Allah. The best salah, the best namaz, is that salah in which completely the attention of the individual is towards Allah. The more the individual, the human being, during salah, during namaz, he keeps his heart empty of thoughts and he is focusing, paying attention towards Allah, and with every action, and throughout salah he's got complete attention towards Allah, and apart from Allah's praise and glorification there's nothing else, then every action of his becomes so beloved to Allah that Allah says that my servant has left everything for me. So this condition, to attain this, it's very difficult whilst being in this world. Yeah? Because in reality, salah is not performed with the body parts, physically with the hand or the mouth or with the eyes. In reality, salah is prayed with the heart. So the more your heart is paying attention towards Allah during salah, the more then the individual attains the spirituality, the essence of salah. And this is what we need to attain. This is the focus, this is the objective. Because our salah is not correct, and there's a reason for this. Because we are very occupied and busy in the world. A person is busy, and then he suddenly leaves the dunya, the world, and he comes towards salah, at salah time. Those same thoughts of the world, they are absorbed and imprinted in our minds. And we are praying physically salah. We are in the state of salah, but our whole attention and focus is stuck towards the world, the dunya. Our thoughts are in the direction of the world. And when we prostrate in sujood, then we are busy thinking about the world. Even in ruku, bowing position, we're thinking about dunya. And even if we take the lowest scale of salah, we are happy with that, that just the actions remain physically. Just the physical actions remain. And sometimes it happens that a person doesn't even know that what am I reading, which verse did I recite. So this situation, in reality, all of the acts of worship Allah has given to us, the ruh, the spirit of all of that is salah. So the pious predecessors, the pious elders of the deen, have explained that to improve salah, alhamdulillah, to improve salah, praise be to Allah, to get full attention in the heart during salah, they gave the advice of muraqabah. Muraqabah. Because muraqabah, meditation, this is what it is. Is that we empty the heart of all the thoughts, different thoughts, and completely focus and pay attention towards Allah. And after paying attention to Allah, Allah's sifat, His attributes, His qualities, His glory, His power, Himself, thinking about Him. When the individual does this away from salah, then his heart becomes so developed and conditioned and strong that no thoughts, no distress, no sorrows, he becomes free from all of these things. So if this condition he develops away from salah, then when he goes into salah, then it brings the full effect and color of salah, and his salah becomes better and improved, significant. So through muraqabah practice, a person's salah becomes very much better. Rather, he arrives to the reality of salah, that individual. So he wants to improve his salah, make his namaz better, then pay attention and work hard on muraqabah. Because the human being, the insan, he, when he's doing muraqabah, along with muraqabah in parallel, he becomes such a person that he might be busy in the world. Despite that, his heart is always focused and paying attention to Allah, in the direction of Allah. Thinking about Allah. He's doing work in the world physically, but his attention, thoughts, process is always towards Allah. So then when a person comes into salah with these emotions, with this thought process, then his salah becomes totally like this as well. His feelings, emotions, he's free from all the thoughts of the world, and completely his thought process is towards Allah. connected to Allah. So this is muraqabah in reality, it's connected. So attach your tongue to your palate, upper portion of the mouth, so that even the tongue of the individual doesn't move. Control your thoughts. So now we are practicing in reality for salah, remember, that's what we're doing. So control your thoughts, thinking, control it. And even if the thoughts come again, eliminate them, pay attention towards Allah again. Thoughts come again, then eradicate them, then pay attention again. Eventually, whilst you're working hard, making this effort and struggle, then completely you will pay attention and focus and think about Allah. You'll be connected to Allah. Then, apart from Allah in the heart, nothing will remain. The thought of Allah. So in this way, Allah, 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 keep repeating it, keep reciting this. And in this, the quality is, the effect is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will develop such a nur inside the heart of a person, such a light, that every moment, that individual, he will feel a unique emotion and feeling through muraqabah, a unique light he will feel. For this reason, the pious elders of the religion, our deen, have stated that muraqabah, they didn't do it for minutes, rather for hours they did muraqabah. Hours on end. Hazrat Usman Damani, rahmatullahi alayhi, who is our pious elder of our silsila, of our order, with regards to him, it stated that after Isha, he would go into muraqabah, and then at the time of Fajr, he was reminded, you could say, he would then stop doing muraqabah at the time of Fajr. Rather, my Hazrat Sahib, I have seen, Nur al-Marqada, that when he would sit in Haram Sharif, my Shaykh, then the greatest ibadah for him was muraqabah. As soon as he was free from salah, after namaz, then until the next namaz, the next salah, he wouldn't realize that where is Hazrat Sahib, where is Hazrat Shaykh, and he would be immersed and occupied in muraqabah. So the human being, individual in reality, is that always he's always in salah, his emotion, he develops such a condition, because salah is the greatest ibadah, worship. So work hard on this, inshallah, Allah willing, and may Allah allow us to arrive to that destination. So focus towards your heart, and empty the heart of all thoughts, and completely focus on the heart, and with that tongue of the heart, Allah, 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 keep on saying this. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.